Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets eked out modest gains, turning positive in the final hour of the session as investors assessed mixed signals from Federal Reserve officials on the potential pace of interest rate increases on deck for September. Dow inched 19 points or 0.1% higher. Broader S&P 500 with a 0.2% gain, energy up 2.5%, and information technology with a 0.5% rise, leading 7 of the 11 primary sectors higher. NASDAQ also added 0.2%, small cap Russell 2000 index rising 0.7%. Bed Bath & Beyond, which has been getting a fair bit of attention given its incredible rally this past month, fell 19.6% and dropped more than 30% in extended trading. That was after GameStop Corp Chairman Ryan Cohen disclosed in a filing after the close of the previous session that he's planning to sell his large stake in the company just months after he acquired it. US corporate earnings, chipmaker Applied Materials rose over 1.5% in extended trading, building on a 2.1% gain in the regular session. That was after posting better than expected adjusted earnings per share and sales, accompanied by an optimistic outlook. Number of retailers reporting quarterly numbers earlier in the session. Coles Corp shed 7.7%. That was after the department store chain reported fiscal second quarter adjusted EPS that fell short of consensus expectations and cut its full year outlook. Ross Stores lost 0.9%. Retail apparel and home accessory store operator reporting a decline in EPS and sales in the second quarter amid ongoing inflationary pressures and higher discounting. And Estee Lauder was up 1.8%. That was despite the beauty company forecasting first quarter EPS that fell short of current consensus analyst estimates, whilst also predicting net sales to decrease 8-10%. The company attributed the projections to impacts related to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, as well as foreign currency transactions, specifically in international markets where travel is popular. Deer & Co. and Foot Locker, the main companies, releasing quarterly results tonight. Busy US economic calendar overnight, existing home sales dropping 5.9% in July, lowest level since May 2020. Elsewhere, the Philadelphia Fed Manufacturing Index rebounded to a reading of 6.2 in August from minus 12.3 in July, topping economists' forecast to a reading of minus 5. Rebound indicated only modest growth in the current pace of output, and new orders declined for a third straight month. Moreover, firms on balance remain pessimistic about the near-term outlook. However, the report's inflation component declined for a fourth straight month to the lowest level since December 2020. It's down about 50% from April's high, albeit still roughly twice the level that had prevailed through 2019 before COVID began. And finally, the Conference Board's leading index fell for a fifth consecutive month. Confirmation that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell will speak at the Central Bank's Jackson Hole Summer Retreat on Friday, the 26th of August. The topic of Mr. Powell's speech is the economic outlook. In geopolitical news, US government announcing talks with Taiwan on a trade treaty. Announcement by the US Trade Representative made no mention of tension with Beijing, but said the negotiations were meant to enhance trade and regulatory cooperation, a step that would entail closer official interaction. Talks will also cover agriculture, labour, the environment, digital technology, and the status of state-owned enterprises. European bourses advanced. Pan-European Stock 600 index reversing earlier losses to settle 0.4% higher. Oil and gas sector and technology sectors up 1.7% and 1.2% respectively, leading the gains, while the retail sector declined 1.5%. Germany's DAX up 0.5%. France's CAC also up 0.5%. In economic data, final reading of the Eurozone Consumer Price Index printed at a fresh record high of 8.9% year-on-year in July. That was up from 8.6% in June. The core measure also accelerated 5.1% year-on-year in July. Just a reminder, the ECB's headline inflation target is 2%. London's FTSE 100 with a 0.4% gain overnight. That was despite the drag of a host of companies trading ex-dividend, including the likes of Aberdeen, Aviva, HSBC and Legal & General. Base metals were mostly weaker, copper rising 1.3%, however, to be trading just above $3.64 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel down 1.2%, aluminium easing 0.25%, and zinc down 1.3%. Benchmark spot iron ore edged 40 cents or 0.2% higher to $100.60 a metric tonne. Gold futures logging a fourth consecutive session decline, down $5.50 to $1,771.20 an ounce. Oil prices rallying, WTI up $2.39 or 2.7% to $90.50 a barrel. Brent gaining $2.94 or just over 3% to $96.59 a barrel. Iran International tweeted on Thursday a list of concessions the US has agreed to give Iran amid talks to reach an Iranian nuclear deal. US 10-year Treasury yield down 1.5 basis points to 2.88%. 2-year note yield falling 6 basis points to 3.23%. There was a host of commentary from Federal Reserve officials overnight. Perhaps the one garnering the most attention was Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis President James Bullard. Said in an interview with the Wall Street Journal that he is leaning towards supporting another 75 basis point interest rate rise at the central bank's 2021 September monetary policy meeting, observing that policymakers have got relatively good reads on the economy and we've got very high inflation. So I think that it would make sense to continue to get the policy rate higher and into restrictive territory. And finally, the Aussie dollar is buying around 69.2 US cents. Australia's unemployment rate falling to 3.4% in July from 3.5%, according to figures released yesterday, remaining at its lowest level since August 1974. Japan's consumer price index for July is also released later today.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.